From the rising of the sun to its going down, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Good morning. Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what is meant by Jesus Christ is come in the flesh? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will be bringing a message from Genesis 37, verses 12 to 35, titled, Heartbreak of a Shattered Dream. And the Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 7. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Also, I'd like to bring to your attention and remind you of the Christmas in August support of our missionaries. There are sign-up sheets, and there's one out in out in front there on a table, and also a sign-up sheet in the kitchen. So please, if you're able and interested in doing that, please sign up. Sanctuary has no wireless access. That's a temporary situation, no access during the service, and we expect this to be Verizon to fix this very soon. We'll let you know as soon as we're back in business on that. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 7, verse 17. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 46, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning again. Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. Why don't we turn to our hymn books, number 46. We'll sing the first and the last stanzas. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing.
Number 185, Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken, and we'll sing the first and the last.
Glory and a covering.
can say, God's word cannot be broken.
Amen.
Amen. Why don't we all rise and join me in singing number 186 right across the page, the first and the last stanzas.
Hill, I have to say, because of the Broadcast International, California, USA. All right? Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, King David prays, I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever, every day. I will praise you and exalt your name forever and ever. Lord, we pray that you will deepen our comprehension, broader our thinking, give us understanding of what we are about to study. For you are our wise counselor, our perfect teacher, and our faithful friend. This is your hour, O God, and because you are a powerful God, we pray for those in need who are experiencing a sickness or in a state of recovery or with emotional serious questions. So let us remember Ann Perretto, Gary Camelar, Donald McDowell, Marcus Zion Minnick, Joshua Yalday, Dwight Forsee, Maya Cohn, Jeff Swart, and we pray for Montgomery Llewellyn family and the loss of their son. Look upon our missionaries and teach us how to help them to accomplish their goals for each specific mission field. We pray then for Carol and Ruth Knott in Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala, Martha and Jorge Poretti in Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila across Latin America, Informed Choices in Gilroy, California, Daniel and Emilian Lacey in across the raceways in America, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the school in Portland, Oregon. We thank you for those who are here in our church facilities today, and those across the airways of Radio KKMC in California and the internet. Thank you, Lord, that we can bless them with a broadcast, and thank you that many bless us with their gift to support the ministry at BBC here in Morgan Hill. So we pray, bless the offering and bless the giver in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Someday I'll see my Savior's face.
please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Matthew. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1054. We will be reading Matthew chapter 13, verses 45 and 46. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Matthew chapter 13, verses 45 and 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your inerrant word. Even as you do not change your word doesn't change, but endures forever. Our confidence and our trust is in what you have caused to be written and not in the vain philosophies of men, for your promises can't fail. We thank you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ to save sinners and not leaving us to die in our sins to pay the penalty for our transgressions. We will forever thank and praise you, Lord, for bearing our iniquities in your own body and the great blessing of gaining entrance for us into your eternal kingdom. We bless and love you, Lord, for such marvelous grace. Now we pray for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge from the scriptures as he comes to explain your word. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding that we may be doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.